The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In the beginning of Parashat Kisisa, Hashem instructs Moshe on how to count the Jewish people. Kisisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudehem, v'nasinu ish kofer nafsho la'Hashem b'fkodosam. Each man shall give kofer nafsho, an atonement for his soul, when you count them, v'lo yihyevahem negef b'fkodosam. By doing this, you'll avoid, there will not be a negef, a plague, when you count them. Throughout the next few psukim, the Torah repeatedly refers to the kofer nafsho, the atonement, which was the machza shekel, the half shekel that they gave, using language of kapara. It says, L'seizeth trumas Hashem l'chaper al nafsho sechem, to atone for your souls. L'chachtoes kesef ha-kippurim, you shall take the money of the kippurim, of the atonement, from the Bnei Yisrael, and you shall use it for avodas o'al moed. And it says again, l'chaper al nafsho sechem, this will be an atonement for your souls. The psukim here nowhere state explicitly a prohibition against counting Jews directly without machzah shekel. However, Chazal and the Poskim tell us that there is indeed a prohibition against counting Jews. The Gemara in Yoma, discussing how the Kohanim would be given their duties, the privilege of doing various avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a payas, they had a kind of lottery, that they would stick out fingers, and the Mamuna, the appointed person, would pick a high number and count the fingers, and whoever he landed on, he would get the avoda. It says, when they stuck out fingers, the Tana says they did this lottery by sticking out fingers. Tana hotziu et boseichem leminyan. The Mamuna would tell the Kohanim, stick out your fingers, because you don't want to count them directly. Why not? So the Gemara says, this supports Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Oster limnas es Yisrael afilu dvar mitzvah. It is prohibited to count Jews, even for the purpose of a mitzvah. What's the source? Brings a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. It says, Vayifkedem bevezek, shol hamelech, when he was counting his soldiers, one of the military campaigns to save the people of Yavesh Gilad, so it says he counted them bevezek. The Gemara thinks bezek is pieces of pottery, broken pieces of pottery. They use these tokens to count them, but he didn't count the people directly. Ravashi said, that's not muchach. Maybe bezek was a place. He counted them in a place called bezek. Another pasuk, it says, Shaul, another one of his battles against Amalek, Vayishama Shaul Esa'am, Vayifkedeim Batzalaim. He counted them using sheep. Each one gave a sheep. Again, to avoid counting them directly. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Amones Yisrael over Belav. Anyone who counts Jews violates a lav. What's the source for this? Again, not our parsha. Our parsha nowhere explicitly says there's a lav. Brings a pasuk in Nevi'im and Hosea. V'hayom ispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom. There'll be so many Jews, their number will be like the sand of the sea. Asher lo yimad. It cannot be counted. Kipshuto, it would seem that means that there'll be so many, they'll be innumerable, you won't be able to count them. But Rabbi Elazar understands that to be a lav mentioned in Nevi'im, that lo yimad, you're not allowed to count Jews. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar over b'shnei lavin. It's actually two lavin, shenemar, lo yimad v'lo yisafer. The pasuk says lo yimad v'lo yisafer, so that's two lavin. Gemara in Brachos also refers to the problem, the issur of counting Jews. The Gemara says that David HaMelech once spoke with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that was not respectful. He said, Hashem hasischa bi yarach mincha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you called me a nasis, I'll show you, I'll be machshel you in something, I'll cause you to stumble and err in something that even children, even Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban, know the halacha. This time the Gemara refers to our psukim in Kisisa. It says, Kisisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudei, and they have to give kofar nafsho. And there's a story in the end of Sefer Shmuel. It says that David counted the people. It says Hashem was meisus him by Yamod Satan al Yisrael by Yosses is David by him Lamar Leich Meneis Yisrael. The Satan tempted him to count the Jews, and there was a terrible dever by Yitain Hashem dever by Yisrael. There was a terrible plague, an epidemic. Me'aboker v'adeis moed, and many Jews were killed. Why were they killed? So the Gemara in Bracha says, what did David do wrong? Kivan demaninhu lo shakal minayo kofer. He counted them and he didn't take kofer. He violated the instructions in Parashas Kisisa. And therefore, he made a mistake. Hashem caused him to make this terrible mistake. And the result was many Jews died. So the Gemara in Yom explicitly says that there's an Isser. The Gemara in Brachas talks about the terrible consequences of not following the instructions in Parshas Kisisa. These two elements, both the Isser and the danger, the Sakana, are discussed by later Poskim. But surprisingly, perhaps, there's virtually no discussion in the Poskim. There are Rishonim, and Chumash, and Navi, and there are various comments and in theoretical discussions about counting Jews. There's virtually no systematic, rigorous discussion of the Halacha until relatively recently, until about two centuries ago, time of the Chasam Sofer, various Achronim of the 19th century, and then numerous Achronim in the 20th century did discuss this Isser, but until then, we find virtually nothing in the Poskim. Rambam mentions the Isser, the Gemara in Yoma says it's Usser to count Jews. Rambam mentions that in Hilchos Tamidin HaMusafin, where he discusses how you count the Kohanim, he mentions because you're not allowed to count Jews directly. Magen Avram, in his famous discussion in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, his catch-all list, laundry list of halachas from all over Shas, he just lists all kinds of halachas that don't have any particular place in Shulchan Aruch, he mentions you're not allowed to count Jews. But there's virtually no sustained, comprehensive discussion of this Isser until relatively recently. The truth is, it's not even clear if it is an Isser. The Monei HaMitzvahs do not count an Isser to count Jews as one of the Tarek Mitzvahs. Again, because in Parshas Kisisa, it's not stated as an Isser. The Gemara says it's Usser, but the source is from Psukim and Navi, Divrei Kabbalah. The Chida in Yair Ozen, the Chida says it is Usser, because the Gemara in Yoma says so, Rabbi Yitzchak says so, but it's only Divrei Kabbalah, because the Gemara derives it first from Vayifkadim Betlaim, and then the Gemara brings the Psukim, and then the Gemara brings the Psukim in Hoshea of Lo Yimad V'lo Yisafer. That's Asmachta, he says, that's not even a real Drasha. The Be'er Sheva asks why the Gemara is looking for Psukim that it's Usser. Why do we have to bring Psukim in Shmuel and Hoshea? Why don't we bring the Psukim in Kisisa? That you're not allowed to count people directly. So the Chidah says, Lo Kasha, that question we can resolve because he says there's a Chiddush of the Re'im, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, that Parshas Kisisa is only talking about when you count all of Klal Yisrael. We'll discuss that a little bit later. Counting a portion of Klal Yisrael is not included in that, so that's why the Gemara doesn't bring Kisisa. They were counting just the Kohanim. Kisisa doesn't apply. Another kasha of the Be'er Sheva, why don't the Monei HaMitzvahs count this mitzvah of not counting Jews? So the Chidah brings from the Sefer Divrei Emes, who says that they don't count, the Monei HaMitzvahs don't count Lav Haba Mechlal Aseh. So the Torah never says don't count Jews. It says count them with a Machzah Shekel, count them with a Kofer Nefesh. It never says explicitly don't count them directly. That's considered a Lav Haba Mechlal Aseh, and that's why the Monei HaMitzvahs don't count it. It's a little problematic to say that the Isser is derived from the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel. Mitzvah of Machzah Shekel is listed among the Targ mitzvahs. Rambam counts it, but Rambam says it's only Noeg b'fnei Abayis. We do Machzah Shekel before Purim. That's just a minog, a zecher. The real mitzvah derives of Machzah Shekel does not apply b'zman hazeh. So if the whole Isser of not counting Jews is nilmad from the mitzvah of, of Machzah Shekel, mitzvah say of Machzah Shekel, it's a little hard to understand how that mitzvah is noeg b'zman hazeh. But anyway, that's what some achronim say, that it's a lav haba mechlal aseh. Rav Asher Weiss also says, it's clear from the Gemara that there is an Isser to count Jews. However, he says, you know, we find they don't count it among the Monei HaMitzvahs, and the Monei HaMitzvahs don't count it, and we don't really find much discussion about it at all, as I noted earlier. He brings the various achronim. He says, we find three approaches in the achronim for why it's not counted among the Taryag. He says, there is a shita, the Shuvas Pnei Maven, who says it's not even a real Isser, it's not even a Lav Gomer, it just Midas Chasidus. Rav Asher Weiss says, it's not Mashon Oyen in the Gemara. The Gemara says, over Balav. That's pretty strong language. Rambam counts it. He says that it not counts as one of the Taryag. Rambam mentions it. He says, why do they count fingers? Aser. Aser Lumina says Yisrael. Rambam says Aser. Ripashas means Aser. He brings the Chavos Yair, who says the reason that they don't count it is because it's Drabanan, it's Divrei Kabbalah. As we noted, the Gemara brings Psukim from Nach, and Nach the Psukim in Kisisa. However, he says it's true that we bring the Psukim in Hoshea and Shmuel, but the Gemara in Brachos, when it talks about David's Chet, it says he violated the basic Pasuk in Kisisa that even the children know. That's Mashma, there is an Isser Daraisa. However, Rav Asher notes that the Gemara doesn't use the word Isser. The Gemara says that he was Nichshal and there was a terrible punishment. But that's the idea of Sakana. It doesn't say Beferish that it's an Isser, it just says it's dangerous. Third approach is the approach of that we mentioned earlier, the Chidah mentions the Divrei Emes, that it's a Lav Haba Mechlal Aseh, and we don't count it among the Taryag. These are the three reasons. Either it's only Midas Chasidus, which is certainly not Mashmer from the Gemara and the Poskim, or it is only drabanan, which is possible, since kisisa is not explicitly a lav, it just warns you about a danger, or it's a lav about mechlal asay. Again, we mentioned earlier that even though the asay is limited to b'fnei abayis, and the iser kipshuta, the Gemara brings the sakana at least later, kipshuta, if you want to say the iser applies later, then it's, again, whether that's possible to derive an iser ledorot from a mitzvah that's only knowing b'zman abayis, I'm not sure. I call upon them, these are various approaches that the post can take. Now, as we noted earlier, as the Gemara notes, one of the places we find in Sefer Shmuel, we discuss counting Jews a number of times. Shaul counted Jews twice, correctly, the Gemara explains, by Bezek or by Tlaim. David HaMelech, the end of Sefer Shmuel, David counted the Jews, and he was punished terribly. Yoav begged him not to do it. Yoav told him, Hashem will give you more people. Why do you have to count them? It's not that you shouldn't want this. David overrode Yoav, and they counted the people, and there was a terrible onish. What did David do wrong? Did David use Machzah Shekel or some kind of token or proxy? Did he not use Machzah Shekel? What did David do wrong? So we already noted the Gemara in Brachos that David lo shakel minayu kofer. David failed to do Machzah Shekel. As the Gemara notes, that's an eyebrow-raising thing. Even Tinokos know not to do that. The Gemara explains Hashem caused David to be nichshel in such an elementary thing as an onesh for the way he spoke disrespectfully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other Mefarshim, Rishonim, say that it's difficult to say David would have made such an elementary error. And the truth is, there are a number of other approaches to what David did wrong. Chazal themselves, in Bamidbar Rabbah, Chazal have a different explanation of what David did wrong. Bamidbar Rabbah, it says, whenever Jews were counted letzarech, they were not punished, lo chasaru. When they were counted shelo letzarech, unnecessarily, without a good reason, they were chasaru. What's an example of tzarech? Bimei Moshe, Tamu Moshe, the Degolim, Chiluk Haaretz, when they went into Eretz Canaan, shelo letzarech, what's an example of an illegitimate, without a good need, minion, Bimei David. When David counted them, it was shelo letzarech. So unlike the Gemara in Brachos that says that David's error was not using kofar, the Bamidbar Rabbah says that the error was because it was shelo letzarech. Ramban has several different approaches for what David did wrong. This is one of them. Kafi Daiti, he says, the ketzef against David was that he counted them shelo letzarech, because it wasn't a time of war, there wasn't any purpose, there wasn't any legitimate governmental purpose David had, it was only for his own l'samech libo, his own, I don't know if that's ego, l'samech libo, shemalach, I don't want to use the word ego about David HaMelech, but that's what the Ramban says, l'samech libo, shemalach alam rav, he wanted to rejoice that he was king over a large people, that's why Yoav said, Hashem will give you more people. You want to be happy how many people you have? Just don't count them. Hashem will give you even more people. But don't do this. Don't count. Ramban takes this approach. Radak takes this approach as well. The Radak says that even if he used a davar achar, even if he did use a machzah shekel, a kofar, even if he did use something else, it still doesn't work. When it's shelo letzarech, that itself makes the minion illegitimate. Why wouldn't Yoav have taken kofar, even if David didn't want to do kofar? Yoav knew there was a problem here. Why didn't he, if it was a simple matter of taking kofar, Yoav was the administrator here. Yoav could have done it. So the teretz is that even when it's shelo letzarech, it's not mutter, even with a kofar, even when it is letzarech, you still have to have kofar. You need tarti letevusa. That's why Shaul counted them at a time of war. It was letzarech, as the Midrash says, and still he needed kofar of Tlaim and Bezek. And so on. So according to the Radak, following the Ramban, you need both. David's chait was that it was shelo letzarech. Even though he did use kofar, but it doesn't matter. Not like the Maran Brachas, but that the problem was that it was Shlolo Tzarech. The Shevet Alevi, in a tshuva where he discusses the census, we'll get to that later, he says, the Sugya de Alma is, the generally accepted halacha is, even Aydei Davar Acher, if it's Shlolo Tzarech, we follow the Radak and the Ramban, that if it's Shlolo Tzarech, it's not acceptable, even Aydei Kofar, he says, that's the Iker, like this Shita. Ramban has another explanation. The Ramban suggests elsewhere that David didn't know if the whole idea of Kisisa was no Egladaris. As we said, the Pasuk of Kisisa, Machta Shekel, that had to do with Melechus HaMishkan, who knows Bechlal if that was even no Egladaris or not. We know, we have the benefit of the Gemara, the Poskim, we know that it is. The Gemara in Bracha says that was David's mistake, but David didn't know that. He thought that the Machta Shekel no longer applied, it only applied in the time of the Mishkan. That was his mistake. Ramban has yet another pshat. David commanded the counting of the entire Klal Yisrael from 13 and above, he says, Bechlal Ish, he didn't say Ben Estrim Shana V'mala, the Torah, that's why he was punished, the Torah only allows counting from Ben Estrim, with Shkolim, but not people who are less than 20. But the main Shatim that I've discussed by the post-game are either that he didn't use Kofar, or that he, or that the chait was, why didn't he use cover first? The Ramban says, maybe because he thought of the cover was only noheg, it's only noheg b'shaito at that time. So either he didn't use kofar, or the Shevi Levi says, Sugin Dalma is based on the Radak and the other pshat of the Ramban, that even if he did use kofar, it was shelo l'tzorach. Now, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, the Ra'im, has a great leniency. Again, Ra'im was a posik, he wasn't writing lahalacha, just as Ramban and Radak weren't writing lahalacha. The Ra'im is discussing the fact, in his commentary to the Tirashi, that yet a fourth counting we find in Sefer Shmuel, we find that David in one of his wars, he did actually count his troops, and it doesn't seem he was punished for that. He counted his men in various sections of his army. So why wasn't he punished for that? So he says, because, again, if you say Letzarech and Shlo Letzarech, maybe that was Letzarech, but the Ra'im gives another answer. He says that the problem with Minyan, the Negev, the Parshas Kisisa, only applies when you count Kol Yisrael B'yachad, the whole Kol Yisrael together, as per the Pasuk Kisisa, it's Rosh B'nei Yisrael of Kudayim. When you count Miktsasan, Ein B'kach Klum. When you count a portion of Kol Yisrael, there's no Isser. That's why when David counted all of Yisrael in the story in the end with Yoav and the Dever, then there was Ayin Harad, there was the terrible Onesh. When he counted only the soldiers who were with him, a portion of Kol Yisrael, there was no Ayin Haran, and they were victorious in their battle. This is a tremendous kula. Later poskim invoke this as a major heter for various types of counting, that if you're not counting all of Klal Yisrael, there may not be an issur. Some suggest that the Ra'im is, again, we have two in Yonim. We have the matter of Sakana and Ayin Hara and Dever, and the matter of issur. The Ra'im is talking about the Negev, Parshas Kisisa. He doesn't say anything about the issur, so it is possible that the issur applies anyway. But some poskim understand that the Ra'im is a heter in the issur as well, that a major leniency, even in terms of the issur, is that if you're not counting all of Klal Yisrael, the Isser may not apply. Again, the Gemara in Yoma that says that when they counted the Kohanim, they certainly weren't counting all of Klal Yisrael, doesn't bring Parshas Kisisa, but it does say that's Usser. So the Gemara does seem to say that even a portion of Klal Yisrael is Usser, so that might point in the direction of the Ra'im only talking about the Sakana involved. Bal Kalpanim, this Ra'im is a major Kula, which is invoked by later posting. Another question is, if you count Al Yidei Ksav, if you don't count the people directly, if people submit written records and then you tally up your records the way we do things today in the modern era, what's the status of that? Does that violate the Isser? So the first one to discuss this is the Ralbag. The Ralbag says that when the Torah says, Su'u es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'mispar shemos, this was done without machzis ha-shekel, he says. But the reason it was okay, this is, I think, the mispar in Parashas Bamidbar. So the most Rishonim assume that was different from the Mispar in Kisisa and Vayachal Pekudei. There is a Shita that it was the same minion, but most Rishonim assume it was different. Chazal seem to assume it was different, I believe. So the question is, was there Machta Shekel or not? This is a question that was debated by the Poskim, whether they used Machta Shekel or not. Ralbag says they didn't have to because they avoided Negev with a different mechanism, that they took the names down and they counted the names that were written on paper. That was similar to using a kofar nefesh. That was similar to the indirect counting with bezek or tlaim or machzis ha-shekel. So the Ralbag says that you avoid the problem of Parshas Kisisa. If you don't do machzis ha-shekel, there's another way to avoid it. You cannot do machzis ha-shekel, but if you do it via ksav, then that's a heter as well. So once again, that's a major heter post can bring, Rav Adi Yosef, post can bring this as a major heter for modern censuses when you count on a large scale. We count with writing and so on. That's a major tzad heter, first mentioned by the Ralbag. Chasam Sofer did not accept this. Chasam Sofer in various places says why did Shaul have to use Bezek and Tlaim? Why couldn't he just use Ksav? Yoav, why didn't he use Ksav? He says, so the Chasam Sofer says, Ksav doesn't work. You're always over Balav, even if you do it via Ksav. Ksav is not even, it's that the Raya from Shaul seems to say it's not even as good as Bezek. Lomibai, it doesn't work in a case, Lomibai, that it's not better than Bezek. For example, according to those who say that Shalol Tzarech, Bezek is Usser, don't think that Ksav is better. It's worse than Bezek. That's why Shaul had to use Bezek and Klaim, and he couldn't use Ksav. Ksav does not have the mile of indirect counting. Ksav, the Chasam Sofer says, is Usser. Shevet Alevi will discuss his tshuva later. He discussed the census. He said one of the main questions is, it's done alayde ksav. So he says that, and the way he puts it is, does the Torah aser the masas sfira, the act of counting, or is the isser the conclusion? Is the isser arriving at knowledge of the total, he says, because of ayin hara? It doesn't matter how you count. The isser is arriving at the final state of knowledge of the minion, he says. He says the Chasam Sofer held that ksav is aser. It was pashut to him that the isser is to become aware of the final number. It doesn't matter how you get there. Even though he says the Ralbag says b'ksav ein iser, pshita he says lahalacha, we can't follow the Ralbag against the Chasam Sofer. Again, some poskim give the Chasam Sofer a tremendous weight in halacha, tremendous even against the Rishon. The Ralbag was writing a Pirush al Torah, but it is very halachic. The Ralbag is writing. One might argue that did the Chasam Sofer see the Ralbag? Would he have deferred to the Ralbag? Again, different poskim will take different attitudes as to whether we should prefer. We should prefer an explicit Rishon, the Ralbag, or the Chasam Sofer, who was Rabbi Shlomo Kol Bnei Agola. Shevet Halevi says the Ikur is like the Chasam Sofer, that Ksav is not a heter. But again, as I mentioned earlier, some poskim do invoke Ksav as an additional heter, along with others, to be matir, modern censuses, or various types of situations like that. Another great kula is the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar is also coming to explain why there were no Shkolim in Parshas Bamidbar. There's an Isser to count Jews directly. Kli Yakar has a fascinating chiddush. He says, he's really the only one who says it among the Kadmonim, but others like Rav Avadia or Mitzarif, this as another tzad kula, he says, the shkolim were to avoid ayin hara. That's only a minyan which has davar chiddush. So, for example, if you see an ani with lots of money, it's interesting. That's a surprise. If you count them, that's a question of ayin hara, and it would lead to ayin hara. Similarly, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they were Misei, when they entered Mitzrayim, he says they were Mokzakim b'Misei Mispar, b'Shivim Nefesh, they went down to Mitzrayim, and they had all the trouble in Mitzrayim, and they had terrible Ra and Yaga and throwing into the Yar, and now all of a sudden there were hundreds of thousands of people in addition to the women and children. Such a counting would have brought Ayin Hara. Once you know the counting and you're just getting the exact details, once you know the general fact, you're just getting the details, you know there's a lot of people in Klal Yisrael, you just want to know exactly how many. That's not Ayin Hara. That's why in Bamidbar they didn't each golem, because they already knew that the Klal Yisrael had millions of people. It was just knowing the exact number. They already counted the first time. That's why they didn't each golem. And he says, David also, he says, that's why David counted without Machzah Shekel, because the Machzah Shekel only applied to the first counting. So this is the Kli Yakar's great chiddush, that a minion she'ein bo chiddush doesn't need indirect counting, doesn't need Machzah Shekel. And Rav Avadia, again, applies this to the census. He says governments know more or less how many people there are. They don't know exactly how many, but it's not a surprise. They're not completely in the dark. Another heter that could apply to modern censuses. So as we mentioned, beginning about 60 years ago or so, the Tavshin Chavalef, I think, when the Israeli government began to conduct censuses, there were great debates among the post Eretz Israel as to whether the census was mutter al pi Torah, whether people who were Shomrei Torah mitzvahs were allowed to participate in the census, and the way posts can fall out line up somewhat along what you might expect. Some of the more hardline posts can tended to be very strict about it. Some of the more moderate posts can tended to be less strict about it. In their Karyana di Garta, he says they want to have a census. It's against the Torah Kedosha. Someone asks, what should Charedim do? Can't participate, he says. Don't answer their questionnaire. Explain to them, I'm not answering because it's Asur Alpidim Torah. He brings that there is a tzad heter, he says, because they count not just Jews, they count children who are children of intermarriage, who might be non-Jewish al pi Torah. They count gerim, who are not valid gerim al pi halacha. Mi Yehudi, who's a Jew, they count even those who are not Jews al pi halacha. So maybe he says that, and anyone who acts Jewish, and the other way around, he says, anyone who's marked as Jewish, even if he acts like a guy, he says, you have to prove such a person is Mizrahi Yisrael, we can't just take his word for it. So he says, therefore, since they're not counting Jews exclusively, he says that there is some makom lahakel in this. He says that maybe that's not called minyan Yisrael because they're not counting those who are luckily Jewish tzarachin and lahalacha. In another discussion, he says that they're going to have the census soon. Once again, he says, don't answer the question. Tell them that it's aser to chashash eser daraisa and a chashash takana, and someone who's nizar is tavu al abracha. Similarly, Shevet Halevi, he was asked about the census. He's not quite as strict about it, but he says the arguments in favor are, first of all, is it, again, the Maisas Fira or knowing the final result? And he says they don't count Bepeh, they count Bechsav, and it's done by machines and so on. So it's not really counting in the traditional sense. But the question is, again, is the Isser knowing the final number, or is the Isser the formal act of counting? He goes back and forth. He says he was asked by the Misrad Rosh HaShelton. He was asked by the Prime Minister's office to express an opinion. I wrote to him, he says, I can't be matir, ein biyadi litin hara lahatir, because even if this is called davar acher, again, he doesn't like the idea that ksav is a kula, like the Chasam Sofer, not like the Ralbag. He says, even, I don't really think this is called davar acher, even if it is, Who said it's called a tzerech, he says? Who said the government's desire to have a census is called a tzerech? Maybe like David is condemned for not having a sufficient tzerech. He wasn't willing to give the government the benefit of the doubt that that was considered a tzerech. As we mentioned, other posts like Rav Avadia are much more willing to accept that modern governments do censuses. There are legitimate governmental reasons for it, economic reasons, political reasons, social reasons. Shevet Alevi is more skeptical. He's not sure it's a tzerech. He's not as strong as the people in Karyana Deigarki. He doesn't say flat out that it's asir, but he's uncomfortable with it. He's not convinced that it's mutter, and he won't give a haras heter. He has another tshuva, he says, where he does bring a heter similar to that in the Karyana Deigarta. He says they don't count just Jews, they count the citizens as a whole, Goyim, Yisraelim, he says, and there are many citizens of Israel who are not Jewish, he says. And he says, Targilu Gaone Dar Shalafanenu, it was a great machlokas, great debate at that time, but many of the Gaone Hadar Shalafanenu, he says, said, Ein Baze Ein Ze Bechlal Isser Lemnosis Yisrael. He says the consensus was that there's no Isser in such a case to count, Jews. So that's, he actually, in his second tshuva, he actually comes out somewhat leniently. The way Rav Shaul Yisraeli relates it in Amud Hayamini, he says in Tufshin Chaf Aleph, in 1961 or so, they wanted to have a census, and he says that they felt there were good reasons, why economic reasons, security reasons, why they had to know the number of people. Among the Tzibur Shomer HaTorah, he says they had a major debate, a major discussion. Are you allowed to count, are you allowed to participate in that? Is it mutter? The census mutter? He says that was the census itself mutter. There were deyashonos, zebeko, v'zebeko. He says there were poskim on both sides. So as we've seen, there are poskim on both sides. The Shevet Alevi, in one of his tshuvas, says that the Gaone Hadar Shalafanenu said that it's not bechlal iser. Rav Moshe Sternbach, another hardliner, he says that it is deeply problematic. He says the census of the, he says that poskim mizman Gaone Yisrael, yesh b'zeh iser v'chashash lakana. Unlike the Shevet Alevi who says, kvar gilu Gaone Hadar Shalafanenu she'in ze bechlal iser, he says, the Gaone Yisrael said, Yesh Pazeh Eser V'chashash Lakana. He says, he goes through various faras. He says, when they count the non-Jews and Jews together, it's actually worse, and it's more chamer, he says, because the whole Isser, he says, the Svarim say, the Kamim Farshim say, the Isser is because Yisrael is Einam B'nei Minyan. Yisrael shouldn't be counted. When you count them with Goyim, he says, that's even worse. You're saying that they're like the Goyim. He says, it's certainly not a good thing. And, there are other reasons why the political reasons we should avoid it, he says. It helps them reach conclusions about the number of Jews, he says, even though according to the Din Torah, they're Goyim. And he says it's it helps them in their, incorrect, governmental policies. Sof Dover, he says, it's Tarafti Lipsaka Badatz. I joined the Badatz. He says, Ein Bazaheter and Sakana, Mina Ein Lazuz, and you should listen and you should not count Jews. Rav Asher Weiss has a wonderful and comprehensive summary of the whole sugya. As we mentioned, Rav Avadia has a tshuva where he brings many tzedadim lahatir. Tzitz Eliezer has a very, very long tshuva, pages and pages and pages, where he, the summary itself is about 30 paragraphs of different yisurim and heterim that he summarizes all these poskim plus more, and discusses his maskanas lahalacha. Amud Hayamini discusses, we said, the various sheets. Rav Avadia says that various other poskim were Mekel, or Shaul Yisraeli was Mekel, and the Beis Avi, or Yitzchak Isaac Leibus of New York was Mekel. Rav Asher summarizes the sugya. He brings, as we mentioned, the first serious discussion is from the time of the Chasam Sofer. The first, you know, major discussion in Tshuvas by poskim Halacha L'Maisa was in the time of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer had a great argument with Rav Yisrael of Shklov, the author of Pasa Shulchan. It wasn't about a national census. It was about copying from Pinkasim, from ledgers, the names of donors and other things, different types of administrative accounting. Is there an Isser of Limnasis Yisrael? Basa Shulchan was lenient. He said, you're not counting people directly. You're counting people who are on from paper. That's a level of indirection. Also, it's only verbal counting. Counting Buxav is mutter, so it's both indirect and Buxav. And he says, and in general, the Yisod Hadvarim, he says, it's only Shlo L'Tzorech. This is a Tzorech. These various heterim, we've seen that the modern counting is typically indirect, and it's by Ksav, and it's Letzorech, so we can be Mekel. The Chasam Sofer was much stricter. The Chasam Sofer said, Ksav is Usser. He says this in this tshuva and other tshuvas, that Ksav is Usser. And he doesn't like this whole, heter of Tzorech. And he says that he comes out with a unique shita of his own. He says that the Hayotzim Midvarenu, Shlo Letzorech is always Usser. Letzorech mitzvah needs either Machzis HaShekel specifically Machzah Shekel as a kofer, not just any token, or Alidei Goral, that's different, he says. So the Chasam Sofer therefore prohibited the Gabbai Tzedakah to count the numbers of the poor on their rolls, he says, that there's no heter to do counting, he says. He's Machzah the Raya of the Pasa Shulchan. Rav Asher Weiss says, everything the Chasam Sofer says is Mechudosh, there are Rayas against him, he says. I mean, Hanira says a very cute point. He says the Chasam Sofer was only as Machmer as he was because of the element of Sakana. From a strictly halachic perspective, we wouldn't need to be quite so strict, he says. But the Chasam Sofer is worried about Sakana. We find Poskim are very worried in general about things that involve Sakana. For example, we find cutting down fruit trees, things like that. So he was very strict, he says, but in general, Pi Halacha, the Iker seems to be like the Pasa Shulchan, Al-Pidin, that counting, modern countings are typically mutter, as he goes on to explain for various reasons. He says, Bidareinu, in our generation, there are questions about the census, and Poskim were asked to offer their opinion. He says, he doesn't understand. He says, the minhag is always to count. He says, we count all the time. He says, in all areas of life. He says, kids in schools, you have to count the people in your class. And he says, you count guests at a wedding. And the caterer says, 400 people. You have to count how many people you're having, he says. Mispalei Beis HaKnesses, members of a shul, and Vadei Kehilos, we count all the time, he says. Pukhazi, he says, everyone counts. We count all the time. No one's worried about counting. Either the reason is because all of a sudden, census, everyone's getting so worked up. He says, what's the problem, he says? We count all the time. What do we rely on? Either, he says, we rely on the idea that if you're not counting actual people in front of you, you're just counting abstractly, that's mutter, or it's only when you count peh, or when you count people in front of you, like the Pasa Shulchan, if you count administrative counting from records, is mutter, or we go like the Chidan, the Reim, that if you don't count the whole nation, it's mutter. Again, we mentioned that it wasn't clear if that was just Legabe Sakana, or even Legabe the Isser, but he says if you don't count the whole nation, it's mutter. Again, the Gemara in Yoma clearly said you can't even count just the Kohanim, but he said, HaKarchach, we rely on one of these, both of these, tziruf, something. But modern counting, administrative counting, when you count from records, when you don't count peh, when you just count in an administrative way, we either rely on the fact that they're not in front of you, or, I mean, sometimes you count in front of you as well. You count how many, or all the kids on the bus before you go back to school, you have to count how many kids there are. You don't count peh, you don't count verbally, or you don't count entire people, like the chidab. But obviously, in every other context except the census, we're not makban on these things. Without these specific conditions of counting peh when they're in front of you, the whole nation, obviously we're not makban. A basin, he says, a basin has to count how many mechayven, how many mezakin there are, how many vote to acquit, and how many vote to convict, he says. Every basin, you have to count, and the people are there. So they have to count that you have a quorum, you have to count that you have 23 or 71. He says, Poskim discuss counting people for davening. Poskim asks, why that doesn't violate the Isser. So, even if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, Prichadash says it's Aser. The Kapachayim says the minhag is to count mentally, belave, or to count by looking, but not to count verbally. And you shouldn't point, he says, you should just count in your head. You shouldn't even count on your fingers, he says, Be'eshein Monim V'machshava. I think he means Yizaru Shal Laharos Be'etzba, Be'eshein Monim V'machshava. So counting internally is okay. Kapachayim says that the V'machshava V'ri'ia is okay in your head and with your eyes, as long as you don't say the words. Even the Prichadash, who says Aser, he says, the Isser is if you count peh, like real counting or regular counting. The Minhag, he says, he quotes the well-known Minhag that we count by Tzukim, Hoshia Samecha. He says it's mentioned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't know an early Makar for counting via this Pasuk, he says. The idea of counting via a Pasuk, he says, goes back to Rashi in Sefer Ha'ora. Rashi brings a different Pasuk, Vanibar of Chastecha of Ovesecha. That Pasuk, what's the heter of counting, he says. It's he's not really sure, he says, and why it? Counting is counting. Why is it not counting? So he says, maybe it's an Indian schoolie, because by saying the Pasuk you avoid the Chashash Negef. More plausibly, he says that counting by Psukim is not really Minyan, because you don't know, but when you say, Hoshia Samechu Varechas Nachlasecha, he says, you don't know Nachlasecha is six. You know when you get to the end of the Pasuk, you know that you got to 10. Since you don't know each one what number it is, he says, some people maybe do know, especially if you're paying attention while you count, but he says, since it's not as obvious what number you're up to, you just know when you get to 10, so maybe that's not considered real counting. But Lamai says, he says, early poskim were not happy with counting. They didn't give us eights of psukim. They gave other eights of counting internally or mentally. Counting with psukim, there is such a minhag. It's brought in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It has a makar in Rashi. It's not clear what the heter is. But the bottom line is, Rav Asher makes a very acute point. Nobody seems to be so worried about counting in all these other contexts, except for the census, where for some reason it was a tremendous dispute in Eretz Yisrael. But even with the census, you have the real hardliners, like the people in the Karyana Digarta and Rosh Sternbach, who were very strict about it. Shevet Alevi was on the fence. He wasn't willing to be matir in an early tshuva. In a later tshuva, he says, Geone Hadar Shalfneinu were matir. Gani Adar Shlokhanu were matir, he writes, again, he was more lenient because of the Svara that there are many non-Jews involved. And other poskim, many of the more moderate poskim, Rav Shaul Yisraeli, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Leibis, Rav Avadi Yosef, many of the other poskim were more lenient, and as Rav Asher notes, we count in many other areas, Al-Karchach, even though it's not absolutely clear whether that's mutter and why it's mutter, but we are knowing to count in many other contexts where we're somech on some of the various aterim of Ksav, or not in front of you, not Bepeh, not all of Klal Yisrael, Letzarech Mitzvah, even though all of these are matters of debate, and the Chatzfer was quite strict. Nevertheless, we are lenient in many other contexts, and therefore many of the moderate postgame were lenient with regard to the censuses as well.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.